said the apple to the orange, oh, I wanted you to come close to me and kiss me to the core.
He's laughing.
Then you might know me like no other orange has ever done before.
The way Gary was laughing, I thought, the line's coming.
Yeah, the apple to the orange, I want to kiss you. The thing is this, you know, every artist has to start somewhere. You know who that is? That recognize that?
I do recognize the voice, but I couldn't tell you. I
was Al Stewart.
Oh, of course. Yes, Al Stewart. I love Al Stewart.
Again, the lamest song he early in his career. Of course, he went on to produce probably the biggest song ever made in the 70s, The Year of the Cat. So,
oh, yes.
that one's horrible. But it fits the theme.
But fitting, yes.
Yes.
Our final segment, we're going to the wrap-up, freezing, and we've got finding produce. If you're not growing yours, there's a lot of great resources. But Julia walked in during the break with a question about the fruit leather. This has got a lot of people's attention. And the question was,
do you have to have space between the layers of the fruit leather? Well, if you have a commercial dehydrator that you purchased, there are trays. So you would put your parchment, a piece of parchment on the tray, spread out one layer of fruit leather on each tray. So there is space between. But if you don't have a commercial dehydrator, you're in luck in Phoenix, in Arizona, because we're so dry that you can dehydrate without a dehydrator. You could spread it out on a cookie sheet with some parchment paper and, you know, tent it with something to keep the flies off and the dust off, and just let it dry right there on your kitchen counter or out on a patio.
Fruit leather. I'm going to have to try this. It sounds like a lot of fun.
Well, and I'm excited, too, now, because I've got apricots and peaches and apples that we could, you know, just stick them in the blender and blend away, man.
Yeah.
Freezing. Pretty self-explanatory, or is it?
Well, yeah, it's pretty self-explanatory. It's one of the easiest ways to preserve food, one that people are probably most familiar with because we buy frozen stuff all the time. But yeah, freezing is very, very easy to do.
Yeah, basically what I do with peaches and apricots is I remove the pit out of them. So I cut them in half, remove the pit, stick them on a cookie tray in the freezer. So I freeze them overnight, and then I pull them out, stick them in a jar. I found that I've had some apricots a few years ago that were in the freezer for a couple of years in a jar, and they didn't freezer burn because of the jar. So I always store now in glass in the freezer. I just get, you know, gallon jars. And
as opposed to
Plastic
bags,
yeah,
or even plastic containers, even.
Exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. It basically holds everything in there, and they just don't freezer burn. It's like, awesome.
The key is to remember what's in your freezer.
Label.
That's the hard part.
Yeah.
Label. When it was put in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always find things in the back when I'm cleaning out my freezer and think, oh, man, we should have eaten that before it freezer burned. But Greg mentioned something key, that he puts his apricots in the freezer on a cookie sheet in a single layer. That's great for berries. Anything else that you want to freeze individually so that you don't end up with just a big clump. So, Greg, when you freeze your apricots in that single layer and then put them in the jar after they're frozen, then you can take out just what you want to eat in the moment. You don't have to thaw the entire jar.
Exactly. So one each. And the reason I do that is I like green drinks. I drink green drinks most mornings. And I put the apricots in the green drinks. And so it's nice to be able to grab a gallon jar. I stick my hand in and I grab maybe a dozen apricots, stick it in my green drink, and I'm done. Because they come out like individual ice cubes.
Mm-hmm.
When you do them that way. So that's, you know, that's really important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and one of the things that my family really likes to do is to make pesto, because we always have so much basil that grows in the summertime. And we just put those in ice cube trays. We make the pesto, we put it in ice cube trays, and then we have little individual servings of pesto.
That's another way to save lemon juice as well. Put it in the trays, and then you can use it to flavor your water or whatever you want, little recipe, whatever you need.
Yeah.
Rather than cutting open a whole lemon for a teaspoon.
Right.
Now, we have Farmer Greg in every month to help encourage you to grow your own food. And a lot for some people, you know, that's still not practical. They might be too busy, mm-hmm. not interested. But I'll tell you what they are. They're still hungry every day, and they're still going to find a way to eat.
Yeah, yeah.
And we've got, according to 2017 census, over 19,000 farmers in Arizona.
Love that.
So how do we go find our own produce if we're not growing it ourselves to at least maybe do our own preserving? Because, mm-hmm. like I said, I still have not been able to figure out how to can enough peaches to last a whole year.
Sure, yeah. Nice.
Well, there's U-Pick. The Johnson Brothers out on the west side, mm-hmm. they have a U-Pick. I know that Schnepp Farms out in the East Valley does a U-Pick. You know, so you can actually go do a U-Pick. That's one possibility. Didn't you just have one of the Johnson Brothers on the...
January?
Yep.
Of 2018.
Oh, my gosh.
Just had them.
Just had them.
What a good memory.
They run the U of A citrus.
What used to be the U of A.
They now have it at 75 acres of citrus. So that's more for your, you know...
Citrus only? Oh, okay, good.
Later in the season, and December, January, February.
Is this a good time for you to go to Apple Annie's Farm as well, right? Because they'll be harvesting.
And Wilcox, they're mm-hmm. a higher elevation. Okay. My guess would be they're a couple months behind.
Yeah, that'll be in the fall.
Farmer Greg, urbanfarm.org.
Yep.
How do we get signed up for this mesquite milling?
Go to urbanfarm.org on the front page. They're down the right-hand side. And your website?
Cityfarmingbook.com.
There you go.
Kari Spencer, thanks for joining Farmer Greg this morning. We'll see y'all on the 22nd from Dale Creek Ranch,
Dysart, and the Camelback Road.